42 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Bob Grammons along. James Timberlake in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Yeah. How about some heavy rain last night, huh?
Yeah, we did. It rained.
It did.
Definitely rained.
Flood watch in effect noon today through this evening. Okay.
I got to tell you, though, the worst part about yesterday for me was that the spam, I mean, that had an impact on me for the rest of the day. My stomach did not feel great for the rest of the day after that.
Spam had its impact on you.
Yeah, it had its not real meat claws inside of me for a while, it felt like.
I have to tell you, you know, when we were sampling the spam yesterday, it was everything I could do to put that in my mouth that early in the morning. I have to tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know if
it was a rough time. I was like, wow.
We'll reserve that for
next year.
Yeah.
Okay. No more after that.
No more.
No more spamming after that one. Yes, but you took one. Yeah, you know, you branched out.
I mean, that I did.
You branched out. You know, cracking the eggshell there, James.
Let's maybe branch out in a different way next time.
Okay, we'll branch out in a different way. All right.
Not food related. Not putting anything in my body related.
Okay. Paul Anka. He is 84 today.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
78 today.
Iron Man.
I know. And actress Delta Burke is 69 today. 1945 on the date book, James. Shortly after midnight, Japanese warships sank the American cruiser Indianapolis. Just after midnight, the Indianapolis was on its way, unescorted to Guam, then Okinawa. It was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. 1,196 crewmen on board the Indianapolis, over 350 died upon impact of that torpedo or went down with the ship. More than 800 fell into the Pacific. 50 died the first night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
legendary story.
Yes, very legendary story. 1971, Apollo 15 astronauts David Scott and James Irwin landed on the moon on this date. 1971, 1975, former Teamster Union president Jimmy Hoffa disappears in suburban Detroit.
Still never been found.
Nope. Remains have never been found. 2002, WNBA player Lisa Leslie of the Los Angeles Sparks. Mm-hmm. First woman to slam it during a game.
Also a legend.
Yeah. When I say that, I mean dunk the basketball. For those of you that it's like, what's a slam it? Cheesecake Day. Yep.
I feel like we have a Cheesecake Day once a...
We seem like it,
once
we?
Every 2 to 3 weeks, yeah, on that calendar.
We do. It's cheesecake something.
Yeah. Right? Cheesecake strudel.
What did you say your favorite cheesecake was?
I'm a classic, just regular cheesecake guy.
Yeah, me too. Right. Blueberry's good. Cherry. All that. Oh, they're all good.
It's hard to put anything on cheesecake and have it be bad.
The Cheesecake Factory in Denver. Have you ever eaten there?
I'm not a Cheesecake Factory guy.
Oh, okay.
So, no.
All right. I have. Wow.
Cheesecake Factory is one of those things where
you leave, you have this sickness about you.
Yeah.
Because of all the sugar that you just ingested.
There's also about 1,225 things too many on the menu.
Oh, I know.
Way too much.
I know.
It's just not for me.
How many items should there be on a menu, do you think?
That's a good question. I guess it depends on what you're doing.
Well,
so if it's an Italian restaurant or something like that,
right.
You got to nail like the core members of Italian eatery, you know,
okay.
Spaghetti, lasagna of some kind, a seafood dish
right.
of some kind. Like there's a couple that you got to be able to nail. Pizza. Well,
an analysis of 13 hamburger fast food restaurants menus found that the medium number of items on the menu is 58.
That's a lot.
That is.
I guess includes everything?
McDonald's has that exact number of menu items,
yeah.
too. The menus that have the most going on included Jack in a Box is 85.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You can find basically anything you could desire at Jack in the Box.
Sonic is 80.
Okay.
And the menus with the least, Five Guys.
Yeah, I believe that.
22 items. And then, and I did know this, the In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Only has 15.
Yeah, I was wondering about that one.
Yeah.
Because there's this, they also have a secret menu.
That's why it's in a, they have a secret menu.
Yeah, they have their secret menu.
30 of them on there?
Right, exactly. That's their thing. They have the secret part of their menu.
Yeah, here's the secret 42-page menu.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. There you go. How many items should be on a menu? Cheesecake Day today. Father-in-Law Day today.
Okay.
It is Paperback Book Day. I know you like that. You like the books in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
You reading a book
I'm
now?
Actually, I'm preferred, I prefer... I like paperback more because I don't like having the slip covers on hardbacks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like those. Because you're always adjusting them.
Okay. Yeah. Paperback Book Day. You reading a book now?
I am reading a book now.
Of course you are.
I'm always reading
you're
a book.
Always reading a book. Okay. I won't ask you because you didn't.
I just don't think it's very interesting.
Oh, okay. All right.
It wouldn't be interesting for the audience. They'd be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
James is very eclectic taste in his books.
I get onto something, and I'll read some about this.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you. James is a book hound, man. He's reading a book all the time.
I do.
Good for you. I envy you.
One day, Bob.
One day. Yeah. Is that after retirement?
Yeah, there you go. You'll get post-retirement.
I'll get into books.
Yeah.
No, actually, I probably won't be. Be doing other things. Today is Whistleblower Day today.
Okay.
And it's also World Day Against Trafficking Persons Day. Now, in recognition of that, today at 5:30 at Blacktooth Park, annual race to raise awareness and fundraising to fight human trafficking. World Day Against Trafficking in Persons is observed today. And they'll be doing that at Blacktooth Park. They'll meet at 5:30. Might want to get their hair early. Race for Freedom 5K fundraiser. Okay. So if you want to go up and do that, there you go. World Snorkeling Day. Have you ever been snorkeling, James?
Casually.
Yes.
You know, they give you the snorkel and goggles and then you just mess around with it.
Right.
not been too serious about it.
Nothing going deep in the water
no.
or anything, right?
No. You know? Okay. No. Not too crazy.
All right.
There are people that could do that. They come up for air, and they hold their breath for like 3 minutes. And they go down, and they look at things, and they come back up and do it again.
Right.
That's crazy.
I know it is. People will often try to use big words to sound smarter. I don't think you do that, James. I don't use big words to sound smarter.
I try not to. Yeah.
A study shows that readers can see through this. A psychologist at Princeton took a handful of writing samples and used a thesaurus to replace the simple words with needlessly flowery ones. Mm. Then he gave all the writing samples, the original simple ones and the modified flowery ones, to 71 students to evaluate the result. What do you think? As the grandiosity and complexity of the language increased, the judge's estimation of the intelligence of the authors decreased.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
You know, you just kind of get that feeling. It's like, are you trying to sound smart?
Right. Why are you using all of these words?
You know?
A lot of it's unnecessary.
Yeah. Hey, here's something cool. Largest plane ever set to enter production in 2 years will be built.
Okay. Largest plane?
Yeah. Windrunner.
Okay.
It'll measure 354 feet in length and have a wingspan of 262 feet.
Oh.
Wow. You know what it's designed to do, though?
Run on the wind.
Close. Transport wind turbines.
Oh, okay.
You know, you see those wind turbines.
That makes sense.
Every now and then on a train.
Yeah.
And you see them up close.
Yeah.
When they go by on the train.
Massive.
And it's like, wow. Those are long.
The ones that I feel bad for, the people that have to drive them around. And now these massive trucks, and you're like, this is a tough job.
That's why they're doing a lot of this. It's just like, yeah, we can't be driving these things around all the time. You see them on trains a lot.
They were like, there's got to be a better way to do this.
Yeah, I know, right? Deion Sanders, turning lemons into lemonade. The former NFL star, coach now, announced that he underwent bladder removal surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Following the surgery, this is typical Deion Sanders, too. I love it. He humorously noted his need for Depends underwear. Okay?
Yeah.
Not long after that, signed a sponsorship deal with Depends.
Hey, there you go. That is very Deion.
That's Deion, isn't it?
Man, I mean, when Depends heard that, they're like, oh, this is perfect.
Right. They're going, they are. If he makes a joke of it, and then Depends calls him, I was like, dude, we're not talking a joke. We're talking a 5-year deal. He just signed a 5-year contract extension, too, with the Colorado Buffaloes.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Boulder, doing a great job with them, too.
If there's
The players absolutely love him.
If there's one thing that Deion knows how to do, it's market.
Yes, he does.
The very
absolutely.
Least.
Absolutely. Yes, he does. So, well, you know, that's what you do. You turn lemons into lemonade, and that's what he did. So now he's going to put more change in his pocket with Depends.
Make Depends cool.
Why not? He will. He will.
He'll find a way.
All right. Hey, if you escape from prison, chances are you probably shouldn't hitchhike, huh? After laying low.
You should probably just not escape from prison.
At his mother's house for a bit. This guy escaped from prison, decided to strike out on his own, and since he didn't have a vehicle, he decided to hitchhike. Bad idea. Guess who drove by and picked him up? Who was driving by?
Police officer.
The prison warden.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was like, I recognize that guy.
Uh-oh. Here we go. California woman reported her Ring doorbell camera captured footage of an unusual figure outside her home in Compton neighborhood in Los Angeles. Jessica Orta shared the video on social media asking for explanations. In the video, the figure appears to have an unusual shape. Alien. While some viewers speculated the figure might be a person wearing a hat or carrying a light-colored bag, others leaned toward the possibility of extraterrestrial activity. You can go check it out online.
I love a lot of these alien speculation because it's like, could be a person in a hat or it could be one of the greatest discoveries of human history.
No, right?
Could be a
person in a hat.
Drastic change.
Right? Okay.
Hey, I have video of maybe the most important video of all time. Or it could be a person in a hat.
Right.
Not a lot of middle ground there.
Okay. I know. Here's some things you didn't know. 1995, there was a plan to raise millions of dollars to launch a rocket to put a Bible on the moon. It never happened, though. They couldn't raise the money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't remember even hearing anything about that. The average hen.
That's because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. The average hen will lay how many eggs? That was one of my primary duties growing up on the farm, one of many, besides overseeing our, 40-acre garden. The average hen lays 275 eggs a year. I believe that.
That's a lot.
I used to collect eggs every day.
240 a year.
That was my first job. That was my first job. When I got home, that was the first thing I was supposed to do. It's from school.
Check the eggs?
Go collect the eggs. Okay.
And honestly.
And then there were times then, here's another thing that I used to do, too. I used to actually sleep in the hen house.
Man.
And there,
if you were.
And the reason I did that, there's a reason this. There's a story behind that, James.
Because they didn't have a dog or.
No, we had a dog. The reason I slept in there is because of the raccoons.
But that's what the dog's for, right?
The raccoons were always trying to steal the eggs.
Man, so Bob, I'll be honest with you. The FBI wouldn't have gotten that out of me. I used to sleep in the hen house.
I did.
Was it nice, at least, because it was warm? I would assume.
Well, it was mostly in the summertime.
Oh, so it was way too hot.
It was a little toasty in there. And then, of course, you're in a chicken coop.
So not the most comfortable thing in the world. So, honestly, beds to you, it doesn't even matter. You're like, this is the best thing in the world.
Yeah, probably. A bed?
Yeah, just any bed.
Slept outside all the time.
You go to hotels and you're like, I don't know, the bed's perfect. It doesn't have to be anything other than, if it looks like a mattress, it's good for me.
Pretty much, James. But not anymore. As you get a little bit older, you start going, I need some little bit more. Right?
You've grown out of that.
Yeah. Sleeping on chicken poop on a hardwood floor. Is, you know.
Yeah. Who'd have thought you've grown out of that?
Yeah. You know? What the heck?
We've only evolved a couple thousand years since we were first doing that.
275 eggs a year. I believe that. I would have guessed that approximation. I would have guessed over 200. Gamblers in Las Vegas will lose how many millions every hour? This is going to show
every hour?
Every hour.
About $6 million every hour.
Geez, no. $1.2 million every hour. Goes to show you how much.
That's why I don't like guessing, because if I overshoot, then it's not as big.
All right. But it was a good guess, though.
How many $6 million would be a problem.
How many footballs does the home team in the NFL need to have on hand for each NFL game?
25.
Close.
Total guess.
No. 36.
36.
36. 36 footballs.
So it'd be 6 per, or not 6. 32, 9. 9 per, 9 per quarter.
Something like that.
There you go.
Well, they're always changing the ball out all the time.
Oh, yeah.
A survey found that this food is the most hated food. What's second? What's first? What's second?
Most hated food?
Hated food.
Broccoli.
No.
That would be mine.
I know.
It's the worst. I don't know. Spinach? Is it a vegetable? I'm assuming?
Liver.
Okay.
Is number one.
Number two is Spam.
No.
My guess.
Yeah. Like I told you earlier, it was all I could do to put that Spam in my mouth yesterday morning.
It really does.
And it was just like, that was wow.
The thing that stuck with me the most, honestly, after all of that, other than the salt, because I didn't get that out of my body until the rest of the end of the week.
Right.
But the thing that stuck with me the most was the texture. It really does just fall apart in your mouth.
It does fall apart in your mouth. And then it leaves a
just not
really
appetizing.
Nasty aftertaste, too. So we made it through, but you know what the second thing on the list is? God, I hated this going to school. Lima beans.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, man, I always missed lunch that day. I was like, no, I can't do that.
There's a children's book about a girl that didn't eat her lima beans. And she turned into a bunch of different colors. Look it up.
Real book.
I read it. Yep.
All right, James. Here we go. Book review. Hey, James is next. He's got Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour, Public Pulse 910, Floyd Whiting. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.